Now a wee spot of film news. Albie Toms, one of the pioneers of the Australian film renaissance, died yesterday, aged 73. Albie was one of the founders of Ubu Films in Sydney at the university and around Darlinghurst in the 1960s, which became the Sydney Filmmakers Cooperative and was set up to make and distribute films outside the dominant studio system. Well, we didn't have a studio system in the 1960s and 70s. Other members included Phil Noyce, David Perry, Aggie Reed, later Philip Adams, Chris Noonan and Bruce Petty. Tom straddled the avant-garde in commercial cinema and television. His best-known feature as director was Palm Beach, a story involving surf, weed and enlightenment, set on Sydney's northern beaches. Not a bad movie, actually. I saw it again a few years back. His avant-garde films were much better known around the world. Among them was It Droppeth as the Gentle Rain, based on the work of poet Jacques Prévert, and Australia's first avant-garde feature film, Marinetti, made in 1980. There's also one I remember with great affection, Bolero, a 15-minute film built from a single tracking shot down a Sydney laneway into a woman's eye, all set to the music of Ravel's Bolero. It was baffling, infuriating, and wonderful. The suspense was excruciating, but it did show what could be done with a long travelling shot and what is now called slow cinema. Toms made Bolero in response to the quick chop commercial editing techniques he was then encountering in television, where he even worked on episodes of Skippy. He never made another feature film beyond Marinetti, and he funded his avant-garde work with light shows. But you can see him now, looking back, as part of a new kind of movement to build a different cinema from Hollywood worldwide, through directors such as Antonioni or Taiwan's Ho Shao Shen. Toms was a gentleman. He never begrudged his colleagues from the old days their commercial successes. The funeral will be private. More film news later in the show on the Asia Pacific Screen Awards.